The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or positions of the Williams Media Group. Any content provided is of their opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Thanks for taking the time this Saturday to listen to News Talk 960, KGWA. It's time for Real Estate Today, the latest in local real estate news and insightful information each week on making your largest investment count. Real Estate Today, brought to you by Andrew Real Estate. Here's your host, Tom Andrew, and guest host, Chad Davis.
Hello and welcome to Real Estate Today. I am Tom Andrew, and at the moment, I am not joined by Chad N. Davis, but I am joined by the lovely and talented Mr. J. Curtis Huckleberry.
Hi, normally just the producer and that dude that's talking in the background that you can't quite hear what he's saying.
But we're answering what your questions are and
without people, the listeners having any reference as to what they're talking about. Yeah, is it the most professional? No, but I get carried away in the show too. So I know that for regular listeners.
That is the least non-professional thing that goes on with our broadcast, I'm sure.
Yeah, like you said, Chad's going to be joining you in segment two. He is currently lawyering.
Yes, this we record on Thursday, and Chad had an early morning deal that didn't a little bit longer than he thought it would. So, and actually, I was supposed to have a guest, Jay Curtis, Deidre Maxey, one of our realtors that's been on with us before.
Yes, she has
going to be on because she has a new listing out on 90th Street. And we're going to talk all about it. It was a real nice place with a little bit of acreage to it, but it looks like it might be under contract. I'm not 100% sure, so she's like, why would I waste my time? But
Well, that didn't last long.
That didn't last long at all. No, it didn't. And I'm not positive, so if you're still thinking about it, and you might
double check with her.
Yeah, double check on Monday to make sure. But as of right now, it looks like that one might be done, so we don't need to worry about that. I do have a house, though, which we guess we should – you talk about other things besides houses, but no, it's not.
No, let's do the real estate. Let's
do the real estate
portion before Chad gets here, so you can do your
whatever
Mutt and Jeff stuff. So
we
tell
have
me.
A house on Forest Drive that I think we have problems that I've talked about a little before, but I think the biggest problem that we're having with it is people are confused about where it's located. They hear Forest and they think that a Forest Ridge, which is a really nice street over in Brookside Edition, that has smaller Just sold a two-bedroom house that just went under contract this week for $83,000, $85,000 house. So it's a smaller, little two-bedroom. We just sold one a while back for $85,000 across the street from it. So there's smaller two- and three-bedroom homes over there on Forest Ridge. Very nice neighborhood, Pioneer School District. Chad's not here, but I'll give a shout-out. I mean, that helps it sell, and it helps them rent, and so that's a girl's nice neighborhood.
All right.
But this is not Forest Ridge. It's Forest Drive. And Forest Drive is West of Cleveland, go down Chestnut, west of Cleveland. You've got the new Walmart there on the right, and you've got those real big homes there on the left, the big kind of stately ones with the gated entrances.
Yeah, several of them have fences and gates.
The first street that you can get to is Coolidge, and you turn south.
Are we turning back to the south?
Yeah, okay. turn back south on Coolidge.
And a lot of people will use that and cut all the way back down to Randolph.
Yeah, you can get – it connects Randolph down to there. And actually, the one up, a little bit further up, it's not Harding. No, Harding is this way. Well, there's another street that does that, too. I can't remember.
Yes, exactly it does.
But you take your very first – you take that first left that you come all to, which is Coolidge, and then the next street you come to on your left is Forest Drive.
Okay, it's a dead end turning street. Back east.
Yeah, dead end street. There's probably six houses on that street, seven houses maybe. They're building a brand new one across the street from this one. Stick built home right across the street. And then the street actually dead ends to one of those big gated little McMansions right there that run around Chestnut. So it's a nice neighborhood, very quiet street. People don't go down it. People don't even know where it is. So if you're looking for a quiet street, and this is the house that I was talking about last week that has the ginormous yard. It actually has two yards. The one in the back has an address off of Walnut Street, is what its street actually is. It has its own address, has its own abstract.
Do you own two houses? No, but we have two addresses because my
backyard
yard has an address.
Yes, it does, and it is a huge, big, and it would be a big yard if it didn't have the extra yard. It would be a pretty big yard, but it's twice as big, and if you wanted to, if you were that kind of industrial person, you could build a house back there on it and have it face the other way and have a you know, have a second house that has its own mother-in-law, the ultimate mother-in-law, because she's got her own driveway, but you share a fence so you can still mow her yard. But it would be a great scenario for that. The house itself is really pretty nice, too. It's three bedrooms, two living areas, two full bathrooms. Has an in-law plan to it, so you could have, like, both your in-laws. You know, your parents get your in-laws are divorced. You put one in the house on the other side and one in the house. No, I wouldn't do that. But it does have a big true in-law plan where the an in-law plan is where there's kind of the master bedroom is away from the other bedrooms, like on the other side of the house. You know, you have your ranch style home where all three bedrooms are right there. One's a master bedroom, the other two bedrooms. That's your traditional ranch style. Well, an in-law plan is where the master bedroom is on one side of the house, and then the other bedrooms are on the other side of the house, so that you could, you know, in theory, put your in-laws. But it's really a great teenager setup too, because you can put your bedroom on one side of the house and put the kids on the other side where they can play their music and yell and scream at each other and do whatever, and you don't have to listen to it all night long.
And it really doesn't matter, even if you're going to have them in bedrooms right next to you once they're teenagers. At some point, there will be at least one incident where they'll still manage to get out of the house.
Yeah, well, and certainly
at
the,
night. That
the
comes up. Well, no, but I'm saying it's if they're motivated right. to do so, it's never been that difficult.
Are you speaking from experience?
Oh,
with that?
Absolutely.
I mean, you don't have any teenage kids, but.
No, when I was a teenager. Oh, yeah. You have to explain. My dad's curious as to why the screen is off the bedroom window and leaning up against the exterior of the house.
I don't know. Yeah. Storm. Someone tried to break in the house. Can you believe that?
And they neatly took
the screen off from the inside. That was nice of them.
Yeah. Things like that. So.
My house, where I grew up, we had like a split level. And so there was like a floor in between me and my parents. I was in the bottom floor, and they were on the third floor. So, yeah, and we had back doors and front doors. And
they were on the third floor?
Yes.
Oh, that makes it super convenient.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it was real easy. Yeah.
No, yeah, you could actually whistle as you were walking out the door at 11:30 at 13 years old.
Sure. No, not to say that it – yeah, okay, maybe.
Right.
Possibly might have happened a time or two.
Well, he's still not admitting anything.
But, my parents might actually listen to the show, and I'd still get grounded.
You sold their house. I did. So, yes, I don't think they're going to ground you.
But that is a great house and a great neighborhood. I didn't bring it. I think it's $260,000 is what the price is. But it's a big house in a real nice area of town with a ginormous yard. Bathrooms have been not completely, but pretty well updated. Look pretty nice. The kitchen's open to a little bit area in there. It looks very nice. Everything looks great with the house. So
and conveniently located, like you said, it's tucked away. It is hidden, but you're right there,
still
going
right there next to the neighborhood Walmart.
If you get in the car in 23 seconds, you could be in the parking lot of the
donut
Walmart
shop.
Neighborhood market, and then swing by Deli Donuts on the way back home. But I'm saying you can be
right there.
Grocery shopping
meat at the meat market.
No time.
I mean, get your hair cut and you do whatever you want to do. It's all right there, real close by. Yeah. So give us a call. We'd love to be able to show you that house. 580-234-1233, or you can call my cell phone, 580-278-9696.
All right, a little more. I was curious, how is the turnover rate, the sell rate, in Enid, is it still pretty well?
I was thinking that maybe we were slowing down just a tiny bit, but that house on 90th Street, I think we got under contract. We listed one on Forest Ridge that we did. I hadn't even had a chance really to talk about it. We listed it, and we got an offer within three or four days, almost full price cash offer on it. I mean, it's spectacular. It really is. And this is investment. These were investment buyers that are paying.
I was
going to
say, particularly I didn't know about the 90th, but I'm going the one in the
Forest Ridge
part of Brookside going in. You said cash, and I'm going, oh, somebody snapped that up because that's their business.
Really just amazing. We're getting ready. Probably, by this time, we'll have one aired on Comanche Trail. that is a 2,700 square foot. Oh. No, close to 3,000. It was 3,000. Oh. 2,700 feet, and then they added a little bit more room onto it. It's a little bit of a mixed bag. You've had some updates on it and some that haven't. But why don't we go ahead and take our break, Jay Curtis? And when we get back, maybe Chad will be here, and I'll tell him all about this.
Whatever your real estate needs, Andrew Real Estate is the place to go. Andrew Real Estate specializes in residential, commercial, and property management. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, renter, or in need of someone to manage your rental property, Andrew Real Estate is there for you. Call Tom today and let him help you with your real estate needs. 580-234-1233. Andrew Real Estate, 580-234-1233.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. Well, you guys still have Jay Curtis because Chad is still running a tiny bit late, so we're going to save him.
Hopefully he's not charging, us by the hour.
No, hopefully not. Well, he doesn't charge me by the hour, and I ask all kinds of questions, so...
Yeah, and we, the radio station, don't even pay you guys. In fact, we pay you. It costs you money to do the show. Yes. So I know he's not getting any money out of me or KGWA.
That's why sometimes all of our listeners out there wonder why it's a blatant commercial for us, because it is a blatant commercial for us.
Right, with just lots of other fun. So, yeah, it's 30 minutes of... time that Tom and Chad purchased. So you left us hanging in suspense. Yes. You thought you were going to move on with Chad. We'll get to him as soon as he gets here. But Comanche Trail.
2008 Comanche Trail is a three-bedroom, three-full-bath house there on Comanche. It's one level. It does have a small sunken living room. It was around 2,700 square feet, but it was kind of a weird way that they did the house. They put in like a galley kitchen, like one that you would see in a Cedar Ridge or, you know, those types of houses.
Sure.
Like a 1,300 square foot house that has a very, very small little bitty kitchen in
it. Yeah, narrow and normally fairly long.
It was a custom built house, as most of those I'm sure were there back in the day. And it has, it's four bedrooms. I said three. It's four bedrooms. One bedroom is kind of an office type size, but it does have a closet in it. But it would be much better used as an office. Each bedroom has a private entrance into a bathroom, except for the office one. But there is a bathroom right outside of it, a hall bathroom that you can get to through that. It has a huge, big covered patio area that is huge, big covered, little fish pond in it, a formal dining area, and then the kitchen, the galley kitchen. Well, one of the owners before expanded the kitchen out and made it a much bigger sized kitchen, perfect thing to do the kitchen for it. Well, then he got in a little bit of life-changing moments, and so he sold the house actually to somebody who was going to completely remodel it and redo everything, because the owner that did the expansion didn't do any remodeling at all. Nothing really was done. I think they took the popcorn off the ceilings and repainted the ceilings, but that really is the only thing that they did. And so this next owner then was going to move into it, but his situation wasn't quite ready. It was a way for him to be able to buy it. So he went in and put a very basic kitchen in it. The cheapest cabinets that you could possibly get.
I want a functioning kitchen, afford what not we ready ultimately to do, want to do.
Yeah, I'm not ready to do the luxury kitchen that the house deserves and needs to have.
You mean he did not put in the waterfall white quartz?
No.
None of that was done.
It was very basic stock cabinets that don't even really fit right in the room. I mean, really. And then he had somebody that was going to rent it and moved into it. But he did, for some reason, went ahead and replaced most of the flooring, except in the kitchen area where he was going to be doing a lot of remodeling. They just made that safe and clean, but it is kind of a linoleum that's been, the concrete slab is still there where they poured the new concrete, mm-hmm. and the old linoleum when it was the galley kitchen is still there. But they put in in the living room and in the hallways all the way around, they put in that tile that kind of looks like wood. But it's ceramic tile, and it's very nice. Very, very nice. I mean,
I like that.
He spent a ton of money on tile, and then they replaced the carpet in all the bedrooms. But they did when they had tenants, which I don't know what they – I mean, it was a friend that was renting it. But they put plastic over the carpeting so that none of the tenants – tenants never actually touched the new carpet. And so they put plastic over the carpeting, so it still looks brand spanking new. And they redid all that. He also did one of the things that he, the weird things that they chose to do was they put the blinds on, the real nice blinds. And I was there fiddling around with something, and I was, and I had seen the blinds but didn't pay that much attention to them. And I was kind of looking in the cabinets after it was done, and there was like a little real heavy box. It was about almost as long as my phone, but real like almost as heavy as my box. And it was weird, and I picked it up, and digital numbers come up, and a little like a up and down thing. I said, that's weird. So I kind of flicked that, and all of the blinds. I could see at that point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 blinds all came up at the same time.
Oh, and they had a digital remote?
It was the coolest thing. And then there were other ones in the bedroom that have their own remote. Because they've got these blinds that all look out onto this patio, this real nice covered patio. And it was just, it was so cool. It was like, wow, look at that. And then I did something wrong when I put them down, and one of them didn't come down. So then I had to go back through and figure out how to make it work. But then I got the one, figured out which what number it was, and got them. So individually you can make them go up and down, or you can do them all at once. It was cool. So I called him and said, hey, or text him actually, and said, hey, those blinds are really cool. You know, I've got a at my office that would really be really great to have, and we've got this the other place would be, you know, really cool. Could you give me more information? Where'd you get those? He goes, I don't know. I could look for it, but they were like $4,000. And I said, that's okay. You don't need to look. That's fine.
Yeah.
The little, you know, $8 ones will be just fine.
I'll go to one of our fine blind selling retailers here and say, what you got? Like, I don't know, close out discontinued levelers.
Yeah.
I really don't care what color. I'll make it work.
But they're very, very nice. So he did. There were some updates that have been done to it, but not every. The kitchen is still the kitchen needs to be completely overhauled. The flooring there, the flooring in the formal dining room is the old parquet, original parquet, because he was going to open that up into the kitchen and put the same flooring throughout. So it was just one level and probably the same stuff he used in the rest of the house, I would imagine. But he should want to start it until it was ready to be done. And so he didn't do that. The bathrooms really haven't been touched. They are all still 1960s. And so there's a lot of updating, but it's like 3,000 square feet. And I think that is asking $250,000 for that house. And it should be on by Thursday afternoon. So it should be on this weekend. So that certainly should be fine. And but we also have another new listing that we're getting that's a more of a fixer-upper than this one even. It is in Nielsen, and I don't have all the particulars of it really right now, but it's going to be a pretty good size house, like 2,000 feet, two-story. I think it's 4 bedrooms. There is a downstairs bedroom, but it's going to be a real fixer-upper, and it's going to be priced accordingly as a fixer-upper should.
Can you even remember which street it's on?
It is on Nielsen Drive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Nielsen, not Margaret all Circuit. Right. You know, it's not the old stomping grounds. You know, there's no former Jay Curtis thing there.
I was going to say that is my boyhood.
You know every street and every segment of it.
Lived there from the time I was 3 till about 21. So, yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and take our second break, and hopefully Chad will be here so we can take a little bit longer third segment.
Heritage Title, home of the closing fee guarantee. We are a locally and attorney-owned title closing company. We make sure to give you a sense of security and peace of mind during your real estate closing. Hi, this is Chad Davis, owner of Heritage Title. Our staff is committed to providing service and attention that exceeds expectation. Because we are attorney-owned, we wear many hats during your real estate transaction. This makes your entire closing simple and easy. Heritage Title, where we guarantee you'll be happy with your closing.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. Real Estate Today with actually Chad N. Davis. Yes, you did.
I made it. Oh, my gosh. Sorry. I got held up in court. And I was on the bad side, but the good side. The bad side is my clients probably, you know, could have done more before now. But on the good side, when the judge says before the hearing starts, let's just get a new date. But the other attorney still insists on going forward for 30 minutes.
Oh.
Never a good idea.
To upset the judge?
Yeah. When he's already said, I only got 30 minutes. Why start this hearing? We ain't getting it done. Just get a new date that you can get it all done. And he's like, no, I want to start it today. You know, blah, blah, blah. And the judge is like, fine. Okay, we'll start it today. I may not remember what we talked about, you know, in two weeks from now. But So sorry. That was why I was late. I apologize.
I see.
So, but I am here now.
You are.
And are we talking real estate? Are we talking sports?
I don't know the dream of real estate we need to talk about. We covered it all. We're getting the clock is ticking. We're getting closer. I is there any new recruiting news or anything exciting happening?
You had to kick off one of the other running backs, but we kind of knew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Well, we knew that was probably going to happen. That's been in the mumblings going on for quite some time. They just the district attorney had to get enough investigation into.
Oh.
This is tied to the armed robbery. I don't know how they want to phrase it, but pistol whipping armed robbery for pot or drugs, allegedly. Let me throw that at the end of it. Oh, inexpensive shoes, yes. That guy's gone, too. So that's the only other news there. No injury news that I've read, which is always good. I know 2 days haven't started or anything,
right.
But we're down to, less than 10 weeks, 9 weeks now? Are we at 9 weeks?
I'm ready to go. September 4th is the first game?
Yeah, it's a good day.
There's nothing else happening on that day, so might as well have some football to watch.
Yeah, well, the day before there is, so. Oh. But and then the 2 days after
or the day, the day before, we're in between. Yeah, I'm the fifth.
So yeah, might as well throw something in the middle.
Exactly. So. Makes for a good weekend. Are you floating this year? Or?
I do not know yet.
Okay,
it's been a wild year. So.
Don't know the rain we've had. If this keeps up, I don't think they'd let anybody float the Illinois.
Yeah, actually, the Illinois goes down quite quickly though.
Doesn't.
Okay. We've had other prior years. When Tulsa flooded. That was in Tulsa. That feeds into the Illinois all right there. But even then, it was high a little bit, but they still allowed you.
I guess the good part of it, whatever it is high, because you don't have those places where you drag the bottom or you got to walk or any of that kind of stuff.
You don't have to walk it so much, but you still get places that you hit. What I mean? There's still stumps because now it's just a bigger river.
Oh, I see. So it expands out just a little bit.
Yeah, and it's still
I've not done that since I was in college, so I don't even know what it's like anymore.
It hadn't changed much since then.
I tell you, if it is like it is now with the mosquitoes, I don't think it would be fun for anybody.
Yeah, luckily running water is good.
Okay.
Mosquitoes don't like running water,
right.
But if there's a lot of ponds around, obviously, and there would be kind of right now. So, mosquitoes can carry you away right now.
They are unbelievable. I mean, really, they're like an inch long in places. I mean, there's some big suckers
and they
came,
and they weren't bad. They weren't bad. We've had rain. All
I really
of a sudden, kind
of thought the hard freeze might... That might have taken care of all those.
And I think it had up until now, rain after rain after rain. Yeah. So, I'm pretty sure. I saw some stuff floating upstream.
Did you?
With the storm we had this week at my office. I was like, that's going upstream.
Was the stream the Van Buren? I came down Van Buren yesterday, or on Wednesday, and it was just unbelievable.
It was the alleyway in front of my office out there. It was going upstream on that. I was like, yeah, downstream's that way. it's just the wind was that strong with all the rain
and
everything.
Unbelievable. And, old buildings, I don't know if yours did. You didn't call, but, we got water in, five different places. Just when the wind blows like that. It just finds new spots to come in.
I went and checked, didn't see?
Good.
So I was happy.
Good.
We're good on our end.
Well,
so we're ready to close your house. So real estate were you talking about?
Well, we're real estate. We've got a new listing on 90th that I was talking about, but I think we might have that one under contract. Not sure.
Already?
Yeah.
It just went for sale.
I know. We're not 100% sure, but we think there's a good chance that one's under contract. I have a new listing on Forest Ridge. I think I talked hit on it maybe just a minute the other day. It already sold. I was talking again about the house on Forest, which I know that we talked about too the week before, about where it's located. It's just a little bit harder to find there west of Cleveland.
I'm going to try to pitch you. There's one in Forest that's going to be coming available real soon.
In Forest Ridge or on Forest?
On Forest. It's in Brookside.
Okay, that's Forest Ridge.
Okay.
That's what that was really the difference that we were talking about is that Forest Ridge is Brookside, but. And real nice houses on Brookside. Nothing wrong with them, and they're nice, what they are. But this one was on Forest Drive, which is west of Cleveland there, kind of over by the neighborhood Walmart.
This is one of those that's selling. Somebody died, and so we're on probate. I'm not in charge of the estate or anything, but, again, I'll, steer them to one of the local realtors here. But it needs work. And so it's one of those questions that a good guy like you can come in and say, hey, should you do it or just sell it?
Well, and there certainly is one. And I have one, and that was the other one I was talking about, is we have one coming up on Nielsen. Drive that is going to be a similar situation to where they aren't going to do any work to it. We got them kind of an as-is price, and that one. And then we have another new one coming up on Comanche Trail. 2000. You could be my neighbor, Chad, if you want to live by Tom.
Yeah.
It does not have a Chad backyard.
Oh, well,
but
I'm already out. I'm
out. It's going to be a pretty good-sized home there in a wonderful neighborhood with spectacular neighbors all the way around.
Of course,
It sits in between two attorneys. I don't know if anyone would like that. But
who are they?
Phil Uthier.
Oh, good old Phil.
And
Phil.
Patrick Anderson, which he's an attorney, but he doesn't count quite as much.
Well, he works for the bank, right. So you can get a loan from him.
No, you can't.
Well, his office.
Well, from the bank, you certainly can.
Yeah.
He's in the trust
Stride
department.
Stride Bank, if I said Central. They've changed their name, but Dale and everybody up there, yeah. So, no, that'd be good, so... I do apologize for being late, though.
That's okay, Chad. You know, you were later than normal. I mean, you're always late, but you were later than normal.
Chad stayed our time.
Yes, which is funny. Everyone that is listening that doesn't know this, we actually had text last night, and we're going to try to do it 30 minutes early. Instead, Chad showed up more than 30 minutes late. So, yeah.
Well, I thought I told everybody, hey, I'm going to get my lady sign off on this consent to sell. I go, we should all be happy. You know, at this point, once we get that. Bada boom, clear it out, and then argue over the money later on, you know, kind of deal. I was like going, it should have been a walk-in, walk-out scenario, but like I said, sometimes the other attorney wants to push an envelope a little bit, and I don't think he got very far. So it was like I said, so that's why I was late. I apologize for that.
Okay. All right, well, that's all we have today. Thank you for joining us this week, and join us each week with Real Estate Today. Go Pokes.
Boomer.
You've been listening to Real Estate Today with host Tom Andrew. If you have any questions you need answered, give Tom a call at Andrew Real Estate. Join us each and every Saturday for Real Estate Today, exclusively on News Talk 960, KGWA.